In this week's parsha, Parshas Va'era, we read the story about how Paro begins to get totally rocked and obliterated, crushed and ripped by Hashem. Essentially, Paro has started up with absolutely the worst possible being to start up with. Like the last being you ever want to start up with is God. God is way, way, way bigger than you. So Paro, to his, you know, his bad luck, messes with the wrong guy and gets totally crushed. And it's such a simple lesson. It's such a simple lesson, right? And it's, you know, if you really break it down, like, God is bigger than me. God is bigger than you. God is bigger than us. God says X, and little man, right, whoever that might be, Paro or me or anyone, says, you know, actually, no. God says left. So we say, you know what, actually, right, you know. North, nah, south, you know. It's an absurd position to take. It's ridiculous. It's like a way, you're way outclassed, you know, we're way... It's like a feather weight, and we're like going, you know, gonna get into the ring with the heavy weight. It's ridiculous. It's such a simple story in that sense. It's such a simple message, but incredibly, it still goes on. People just take a face guy. They just go. They go head to head, and what a mistake that is. And you know, in a certain sense, even if someone's gonna, you know, want to contest God, at least do it privately. It's a bad idea, but at least you get rocked, you know, between you and God, you'll get your teeth knocked out. But you're gonna go public, like publicly saying, God, his Torah, his will, his desire, his ideas, his instructions, his advice, garbage. It's just silly. What are you hoping for? You know, what do you think is gonna happen? So again, in its simple, in its most simple way, it's a fight you want to avoid, right? And also, you know, in the context of just getting punished, just getting, you know, socked and rocked, there's nowhere to go, you know, there's nowhere to go. In the encounter between Moshe and God. So at one point, right, God says, okay, here, you know, throw your stick down, and it turns into a snake, and Moshe gets very scared, and he runs away. And the Chazal tell a story about a woman, a Gentile noble woman, who came up to Rabbi Yossi, and she said to him, you know, my God is greater than your God. So Rabbi Yossi said, oh yeah, why is that? So she said, well, when you're Moses, right, he met your God, by the burning bush, he covered his face. But when he met my God, right, the snake, okay, she worshipped the snake, this Gentile woman, idolater. But when Moshe met my God, he ran away. Rabbi Yossi responded, you're an idiot, you're a fool. Right? Moshe ran away from the snake, your God, because he's able to outrun it. He was able to run away. You know, you run fast and you get away from it. That's what he did. But our God, my God, it's impossible to run away from God. There's no place to run. There's no place to hide. There's no place to escape, right? Like in the story of Jonah and the whale. You run wherever you want. You can't get away. Where could he run? Should Moshe run to the skies? You know, God's up there too. Should he run to the sea? God's there too. Should to the dry land? God's there too. As the verse says in Jeremiah 23, if a person will hide in any hiding place you want, will I not see him? Says God, right? The sky, the earth, the seas, anywhere, I'm there. And as King David so beautifully says in the book of Psalms 139, Ana eleich meruchecha, where can I go? How can I get away from your spirit? Ana mipanecha evrach, where can I somehow escape your face? If I run to the heavens, Shamata, you're there. V'yatzia Sha'ol, even if I go into the ground, so to speak, like just commit suicide, God's there too, right? There is nowhere. There's no place that a man could be free and safe from God, and therefore we want to be God's friend, so to speak, and not his enemy. So here are the such simple ideas, such simple lessons, that God is, one cannot, it's just, no pun intended, the inescapable conclusion, right? There's nowhere to go, right? There's nowhere to go to escape God. There's nowhere to go to escape God's word and God's will. And we can't, you know, we can't send pot shots, you know, take assault, you know, like fight with God and, you know, play guerrilla warfare, you know, we'll take shots at him and then disappear. It doesn't work that way. And, you know, as some people sit back and kind of smirk at what happens to Paro this week, of course, it's a lesson for Paro, but it's a lesson for us. It's a lesson for us. All right. So here's to making the best decision and living the best life. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.